Welcome to Zen Internet's free monthly newsletter. For more information on this month's newsletter and a list of links for each story, or to view past issues, please visit our website at zen.co.uk/newsletter. In this month's issue, you can find out about the Hotmail replacement, Outlook.com, portable apps, a suite of free programs for memory sticks, how to convert videos for Android or iOS devices, and Bottlenose, the friendly search engine with in-depth views of social networks. High Streets Fight Back Online. Business owners in Wells, Somerset, ranging from a butcher to a stationery store and a fashion shop, have launched myhigh.st, an e-commerce store that allows retail entrepreneurs to win back some of the business they've been losing to their online-only competitors. Founded by toy shop owner Loé Agabani, the website has signed up over 50 independent shops and attracted the interest of small businesses on a dozen other high streets. The myhigh.st e-commerce hub, designed for any independent retailer or franchise owner who has a physical store, provides a delivery, marketing and payment service in return for a flat cut of online sales. For more information, see myhigh.st. Millions sign e-petitions. Over 6.5 million people have put their names to online petitions in an attempt to influence the government, and more will follow. Figures released just over a year since the parliamentary e-petition website was launched show that 12 people every minute are signing up. The site was set up in August 2011 by the Coalition as a way to build bridges between people and Parliament following the expenses scandal. In its first 12 months, a total of 36,000 petitions were submitted, attracting 6.5 million signatures. If a petition secures more than 100,000 signatures, it can be considered by MPs for a debate in Parliament. The site has been visited 17 million times, with an average of 46,500 visits a day. A large number of petitions have been submitted and 10 have reached the 100,000 signature threshold. 8 have been debated and another, on immigration, is scheduled for debate early this month. Signed by 142,000 people, it calls on the government to keep the UK's population to well below 70 million. Check out epetitions.direct.gov.uk. Introducing Outlook.com. Less than 24 hours after Microsoft rolled out Outlook.com, 1 million people were using the service. Ian Paul at PC World magazine has everything you need to know if you plan to join them. The new Outlook is part of Microsoft's overhaul of all its web properties, transforming them to match the touch-centric look and feel of Metro, the name-disputed front-end that's already on Windows Phone and coming to a Windows 8 start screen near you soon. Outlook.com replaces Hotmail, one of the earliest free webmail services that became the first email address for millions of people. Read more at pcworld.com/article/260192. Travelling tools. Does it annoy you when you have to use someone else's computer and all the apps that you normally rely on are missing? There is a way that you can always have them with you. It's called Portable Apps, and it's basically a suite of free programs which, instead of installing to your computer's hard drive, you install to a portable drive, maybe a USB keyring or another portable storage device. Then, whenever you plug your portable drive into a computer, you'll be able to run the apps you want. Portable apps will pop up with a menu access from your desk bar, and as standard, comes with portable versions of programs like OpenOffice and Firefox. Clicking on these will install and run them from your portable drive. There's never a need to install anything on the hot desk computer itself. You can download more applications from the parent site, where there's plenty of choice, everything from games to photo editing software. A full suite of programs fits easily on a USB memory stick. And you can add more free software whenever you have new things to do and more places where you need to do them. Check out portableapps.com. Converter boxes. There are numerous desktop applications that let you convert the format of videos. But knowing which file formats and which resolutions will be suitable for your smartphone or other portable device can be a problem. Here to simplify matters is a solution called Converter Boxes. To quote the site, our applications support an extended list of multimedia devices, including iPod, iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, PSP, PS3, Xbox, Wii, Android, BlackBerry, and all popular MP4 players. For more details, see converter-boxes.com. Unshorten it. When you see a shortened URL online, you usually won't know where it might lead until you've decided it's trustworthy enough to follow and have clicked on it. Unfortunately, malware distributors, virus propagators, and other miscreants are enthusiastic users of shortened URLs, and the revealed destination is often somewhere you really don't want to be. To help prevent you from straying into dangerous territory, there's a free online tool called Unshorten It that decodes miniaturized URLs for you and shows the web addresses they're hiding, giving you an extra chance to make an informed decision about the visits you make. Enter a URL at the unshorten.it website, actually based in Edinburgh, and you'll also be given a brief description of the destination page content and an estimated safety rating. Check out unshorten.it. Facebook making fewer friends. The world's biggest social network lost most of its value last month, down by two-thirds from over £100 billion, and seems to have lost its way, according to the literary editor of the Independent on Sunday newspaper. How did it all go wrong for Facebook? Wonders Katie Guest, one of many users worried that their privacy has been invaded. When I signed up about 5 years ago, it seemed a fairly benign organisation designed to keep me in touch with my cousins. But recently, I've found it increasingly sinister, and I'm not alone. In a weekday column for the paper, Katie explained that Facebook claimed she had liked Amazon Kindle UK. "This is annoying because I didn't and I don't," she said. "And at the time, when I supposedly clicked like, I was fast asleep in bed. It's even more annoying because I am the literary editor of a newspaper, and some people mind about my opinion of Amazon Kindle UK. I deleted my like and reported it to Facebook, as did dozens of my Facebook friends and their friends who had also somehow been made to like Amazon Kindle UK when they didn't, but it kept coming back." In July, a hoax virtual bagel business set up by the BBC's Rory Kethlen-Jones discovered millions of fake Facebook accounts, which existed apparently only to like commercial pages. Facebook admitted that 83 million, or 8.7%, of its accounts were illegitimate. Read more at independent.co.uk/opinion/commentators. A big year for big data. The New York Times takes a closer look at big data and why, as a concept, as a term, and yes, as a marketing tool, it is having such a big year. One computer scientist tells NYT, "It has the potential to transform everything." Big data is a shorthand label that typically means applying the tools of artificial intelligence, like machine learning, to vast new troves of data beyond that captured in standard databases. The new data sources include web browsing data trails, social network communications, and surveillance data. The combination of the data deluge and clever software algorithms opens the door to new business opportunities. Google and Facebook, for example, are big data companies. For more information, see nytimes.com/business. Who still listens to podcasts? Since becoming a buzzword more than 5 years ago, the term podcasting almost disappeared when social media began garnering all the attention. Why has such a widely used technology received so little subsequent attention? Podcasting's perceived fall from public consciousness came about when the media moved on and filled with talk of newer technologies like Facebook and Twitter. But podcasting has continued to grow and grow. It has always been, and still is, more popular than any social media platform, including Twitter. More than 8 million adults in the UK, over 15% of the adult population, have downloaded a podcast, and most of them are listening to podcasts at least once a week. Read more at news.bbc.co.uk. Faster Google reappraisal. You don't have to wait for Googlebot to revisit your website and discover your latest fixes and changes in its own good time. You can book a visit that should be done and dusted within 24 hours. And there are certainly plenty of valid reasons why you might want Googlebot to recrawl your site ahead of its usual timetable. Google sometimes has an uncanny knack of picking up only the most embarrassing mistakes and misinformation to feature in its search results. Alternatively, E and OE, errors and omissions excepted, and other disasters aside, it could be you've added a sensational new product range at super low prices and you simply need to get the word out as soon as possible. To force recrawls at such times, techies typically try tactics like resubmitting XML sitemaps or using a free ping service like Ping-O-Matic, pingomatic.com, to encourage a revisit. But there is a more reliable way to get things done, and it's fully Google approved. Last year, the search engine updated its webmaster tools with a new Submit URL to Index feature that allows site owners to submit new or updated URLs so that, according to Google, when you submit a URL in this way, Googlebot will crawl the URL, usually within a day. For more information, see googlewebmastercentral.blogspot.co.uk. Search Engine of the Month. Bottlenose, a startup launched late July in public beta, aims to tackle real-time social search. Described as essentially Google for the social web, it uses public API inputs from the biggest social networks, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Google+, as well as photo sharing sites like Instagram. Enter a search query and Bottlenose scans each of the networks for the most relevant current information according to trends across networks and the influence of people sharing the content. After searching, users have an array of display panels in which they can view search results, including Sonar, a constellation-like view of the search term and related terms, plus a newspaper view and a Pinterest-style pictures pane with results from photo-based social networks. Signed-in users can also save searches on the dashboard and return back to them for updates. Bottlenose has to compete with giants like Google and Microsoft, now integrating social into their search engines with Search Plus Your World and Bing's Facebook and Foursquare integration, respectively. The startup does have some advantages. It spans multiple social networks and also includes RSS feeds and photo sharing networks, mostly overlooked by Google and Bing. Check out bottlenose.com. Well, that's all for this month. Thanks for listening, and we'll hope you'll listen again next month.